WEWA fans, and to all future victims of the guillotine, it is I, your two-time WEWA heavyweight champion. And if you happen to miss Superstars last month, well, let's just say that Todd Knight went boom. Man, oh man. Well, the reason why I'm out here is that there is a new segment for the Superstar Show. And it involves each and every one of you in this arena. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's audience participation time. Or as I like to call this segment, Spectre's What's That Sound Show. The rules are simple. I play a sound, I give you a multiple choice, you guess what it is. If you guess correctly, you win. Nothing. Nothing at all. Just, you get it right, that's all. If you lose, well, you're just about as dumb as Chris Ross maybe trying to attempt to come back.
Chris Ross making a comeback? Okay.
Got limited time for this segment, folks, because the boss bitches if it runs too long. Okay, so here we go. Here is the first sound. Can you guess what it is? Hey, I'm not sure everybody heard that. Can we hear that one more time? Play it again. Go on, play it again. We've all had ample time to hear that sound. And before I go any further, you perverted guys out there, it's not what you think. But here are the choices for this sound. A. Sarah Richards, making the most of her free time by doing the first of what will eventually be 15 sexual encounters for the day. B. Chris Ross, after an extensive workout, and he's hyperventilating. Or C, and this is my favorite, Rick Righteous, who's throwing a $3 hissy fit after he was told by Matt McClain that he's not invited in his and Malik Johnson's alone time. Oh, and speaking of Matt McClain, let me do my impression of Matt McClain getting pissed off.
You know, Lee Real, you really make me mad. And you know what? I'm just going to have to beat your ass to a bloody pulp. And you know what? It burns my fire inside that you get so upset because you can't beat Rick Righteous. Well, that's just your damn problem, Real. Now come here while I kick your ass.
Now that guy really, really got mad, didn't he? On to sound number two. Here we go. Listen for it. Is this sound A? a microwave, B, me as I'm backing my truck up, or... Oh, no! I know what it is! It's Todd Knight's heart monitor failing at the hospital.
Let's all say a prayer for Todd Knight.
Are you kidding me? Todd Knight? Me actually caring for Todd Knight? You're lucky, Todd Knight. You're lucky that you're in a hospital and still able to eat through a freaking IV. And oh yes, I know you want to get revenge on me. I know you do. Because it runs in your blood. Well, let me tell you something, Todd Knight. Anytime you want to face me again and go through the same thing all over again, bring it, pal. Oh, sorry for that, ladies and gentlemen. On to the final sound. Listen carefully, because you'll miss it.
Hey, Miguel, pass me another Corona, man.
Here you go, Paquito.
Paquito? You need to learn your Spanish, man. It's pronounced Paquito.
I don't really give a damn. Another opportunity slipped through my fingers to go for the title. But now, I'm more focused than ever to make life a living hell for the NDW. Todd Knight, Sarah Richards, The Vendor, Pee Wee Herman, Carrot Top, SpongeBob SquarePants, and oh yes, how could I forget, the most dreaded of all NDW, Blue from Foster's Home of Imaginary Friends. Because I am the NDW, and they're not.
I'm not worried about being lost, man. I'm a Hall of Famer, and that has its privileges. Just like a puto Rick Righteous, I'll be getting many, many more title shots this year. Besides, this Corona makes you look very, very beautiful, Miguel.
Oh, you too, my little Paquito. Let's not hold back our fiery passion for one another.
I wish I knew how to quit you, Miguel. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at pass me another Corona, Miguel.
Ooh, wasn't that great? Not very many of you know this, but that is actually a movie trailer for a future moment in time. In fact, it's going to be about 3 days from now, after La Sombra and Michael Morrison Blues Symphony. And that moment in time is what I like to call Brokeback Mountain Vaqueros. That's right. Later tonight, they're going to face me in a triple threat match. And they're going to lose. So, Mikey and La Sombra, think you can defeat me? In your dreams.
You know, first let me apologize for that disgusting clip that just aired from our WWA Heavyweight Champion, The Spectre. I mean, first some inappropriate moaning, and Spectre, it was inappropriate. There are children that watch this show. Then the skit with Paquito, who we know was supposed to be La Sombra, and that fake Mike Morrison with that little rascal PDI tattoo. I mean, you know, something tells me that Spectre just might have struck the hornet's nest here in WWA just one too many times. With Spectre's annoying purple hair finally off our Ovaltron, I know what you all are thinking. It has to be, right? Why is Lee Reel's music playing right now? And believe it or not, I have just been told that Lee Reel, our World Heavyweight Champion, is gonna call color with me side by side for this three-way dance. So as our World Heavyweight Champion comes down the aisle, oh my God, Look at this. Hold on. Let me sort my stuff. Let me neaten this place up. Because let me greet the Canadian Wrestle God in the only way that I know how. Hey, welcome aboard, champ. Take a seat.
Come on over here and do a little scary.
This is awesome. Yep, there's your headset right there, Lee.
You've got some compelling television coming up here, man. You got a man without fear from Mexico, a blistered up chrome dome who thinks he's the greatest, and a celebrity participant, the big purple-haired fat fuck himself, Barney. You know, from the kids' show.
Well, as the original NDW theme begins to play over our PA system, the fireworks explode and the crowd gets to their feet and continues to cheer as the music continues to play. Out on top of the ramp, Michael Morrison is wearing his patented black pants with red lettering that say true down one side and greatness on the other. Entering our ring and now pointing to his black NDW t-shirt, he's removing his silver chain and sunglasses, and folks, look at Mike Morrison staring to the camera and flash that cocky smirk to the fans sitting at home. My God, you know, I might not like him too much, but Mike Morrison is impressive inside that squared circle.
Here he comes, Mr. New Dynasty of Wrestling himself. Mikey Morrison. You know, I really do not see what is so great about him. A couple TV title reigns, 1 month as WWA champion, a super scar on his face, full head, super kick as a finisher. Seems like just any other Jerome to me.
Well, Lee, I just stated, and I don't want to get off on a bad foot with you. Look, I'm not a big Michael Morrison fan. That's the second time I've said it, like, within 5 minutes. But look, you have to be impressed with what the guy has done here in WWA thus far. Am I right, Lee? Lee, you just can't walk away while we're doing color. Oh, my God. Oh, good grief. Let's go to the ring for ring announcer Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, now in the ring and making his WWA debut, he hails from Cincinnati, Ohio, and says that tonight he will be one step closer to getting what he deserved ever since he arrived here in WWA. He calls himself True Greatness, and he is the originator of the term New Dynasty of Wrestling, weighing in at 270 pounds. This is True Greatness, Michael Morrison!
Well, as my partner here continues to fraternize with the crowd, let me tell you something. Michael Morrison has returned to WWA, and for some that are saying that Michael Morrison is more vicious than ever, I have to say this. Mike Morrison has been reunited with the vendor, and as Mike Morrison slowly puts his career back together, slowly assembling the pieces of what was almost a World Heavyweight Championship reign, if given enough time, I think Mike Morrison could surprise everybody on this roster, and I'm not sure what kind of gold, but I think Mike Morrison, with gold around his waist by the end of 2006, is very, very possible. Speaking of awesome comebacks and people coming back with a big bang, let's greet the two of our remaining opponents. It's time for La Sombra.
Here comes La Sombra. I go through all his nicknames, but I'd miss my own match later tonight. But seriously, I respect this man, and he's my pick to win the whole damn thing. And when he does, or if he does, then we will get to see Lee Real versus La Sombra 3 in August. And that'll be one hell of a match.
With the crowd's attention turned towards the curtains for the entrance of the man without fear, our arena quickly turns to darkness, and my God, would you listen to the fans start to cheer for Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas. Flickering of green, white, and red strobe lights replace the darkness, just like they did when Michael Morrison entered the rings. And look at the fans all getting to their feet. Look at them erupt as Julio Rodrigo emerges from behind the white smoke with his head swaying back and forth and up and down to the beat of the music. He pauses for a second and raising his hands. We all know what's coming. Oh, golden confetti explodes from the entranceway ramp and sprinting down to the ringside area. Sombra gets up onto the apron and climbing the turnbuckles. He points to the heavens and flipping into the ring and touching ground into a squared circle. My God, what an entrance by the man without feet. fear.
Look at Masombra. He's full of determination. He has that never say die. And he will continue to do so until he, well, dies.
Folks, before we get to the introductions of our champion, let's talk about the strategy that La Sombra most likely will use during this contest here with Michael Morrison and the Spectre. La Sombra's speed and countering ability are going to be the biggest factors here, as this is going to be a power match between Morrison and Spectre. I hope La Sombra uses his countering ability to frustrate both of his opponents into accidentally, just maybe, hitting each other with their own power moves, and perhaps causing just enough confusion so that La Sombra can steal a win. But whether La Sombra can steal a win or not, the big question has to be, will Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos, otherwise known as the Man Without Fear La Sombra, be focused enough to show the world the drive and technical prowess that he once possessed? After the introductions, I'll tell you one thing, folks. That question and many more will be answered.
Ladies and gentlemen, entering the ring at this time and standing at 5'11" and weighing in at 212 pounds, from Mexico City, Mexico, it is my privilege to present to you a man whose accomplishments include a former two-time television champion, the last BACW heavyweight champion, 2004 awardee for the most underrated superstar, and a proud member of eWrestling.org's Hall of Fame! He is known throughout South America as a man without fear. He is known through Mexico as a Mexican maniac. He is known throughout Europe as a Latin prince. And all over the world, he is Latino Fury.
Well, fans, the boos have quickly checked in as the Spectre's music begins to play and an eerie fog lowers down upon us, accompanied by the sounds of crackling thunder. As the dim purple haze continues to fill our arena, the curtains are tossed to the side and out steps the Spectre along with that mangy hyena, Johnny. Tonight, Spectre is wearing his traditional purple tank top with the words Total Devastation printed in neon green on the front and I'm watching you on the back. Wait a minute, what is that idiot holding up? Fans, Spectre has some sort of piece of paper in his hand, and look at that sick, deranged look on his face. I mean, why does he keep touching it like that? Hey, don't put it there, Spectre! Oh my god!
Hey. Keep the hyena on a leash, purple haired retard. I'm making you up and smack you.
And now it's time to introduce the champion for this triple threat match. He weighed in tonight at 299 pounds and comes from the deepest corners of your mind. Accompanied to the ring by his pet hyena, Johnny, he is the individual that won't put you to sleep by having a two-minute ring announcement like Rick Righteous or Lee Real. He is WWA's very own sadistic nut. This is the two-time and current WEWA Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, the Spectre!
I'm not sure if you know this or not, Promo, but you know where Spectre's from? The deepest corners of your mind. You know where that is? It's about 3 blocks east of Parts Unknown, and about 1 block west of McDonald Land. That's right. He lives near Ronald McDonald himself.
You know what, Lee? Just forget about where he's from, because right now the Spectre is inside the ring. The referee has called for the bell. Another main event. Folks, I'm not sure what's going on, but apparently Rick Righteous has stopped this show, and he has something to say. Inside the ring, the Spectre and Michael Morrison and La Sombra are livid, but I've just been told that this segment has been approved by Mr. Petit, so whether you like it or not, let's go to the Overtron and let's listen, unfortunately, to what Rick Righteous has to say.
Rick Righteous has arisen.
Excuse me, ladies, for interrupting your little butt fest. But I was in the locker room minding my business and heard this enormous booze over and over and over again. And I had to come out here and check it out. No wonder the fans are booing. You three? It certainly isn't for a number one contendership. You three put together couldn't make a number one contender. Spectre, the purple dyed haired wearing freak? You gonna tell me that your hair is naturally purple? Come on, man. This is wrestling. This is not laughing or comic view. Get real. And you wonder why people don't take you serious? Morrison, you're an even sadder joke. You lost to Spectre. What you gonna do when you lose another match, Morrison? You gonna quit? I kinda wish you would, because the vendor that you pull, that stuff is getting old quick. It's garbage. It's boring. People are tired of hearing about the vendor. Why don't you try something new for a change, Morrison? Because truthfully, whether you like me or not, the fact is, you suck. I have a history here of nothing but titles, accolades, and decorations. I'm the most decorated man in this sport, bar none. My lowlifes would make your highlights, Morrison. You suck, and that's the bottom line. And La Sombra, you're lucky that I allow you to wrestle again. You're lucky you're not back there making piñatas or making, you know, tacos. You owe Rick Righteous just like everyone else in this federation does. Now I'm going to go in the back and relax until I appear yet another main event.
Well, you know what, folks? Lee? Hey, wake up! Lee, stop fooling around! My God, look, folks! The referee is done. He has had it. He's turning and he's calling for the bell. It's a three-way dance to see who's going to go to our next iPay-per-view behind Blue Eyes to face our world heavyweight champion. And here we go! As Morrison and Sombra begin to argue in the opposite corner of the ring, firing across the logo with this massive wingspan outstretched, it's Spectre who unleashes a killer double clothesline. And down go both Morrison and La Sombra, pulling Morrison off the canvas and leaving Sombra in his wake of violence. It's Spectre who tosses Morrison into the ropes with the hard Irish grip. Here comes True Greatness on the rebound and up and over into a back body drop and crashing down right on top of Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas. Talk about killing two birds with one stone. The Spectre definitely has started off this match like he promised. The Spectre continues the assault by body slamming Morrison on the logo and turning his attention towards La Sombra, who is still groggy from that clothesline. Ooh, there goes Sombra onto his back, consecutive body slam. And both men are now lined up on the logo. It's Spectre, oh my God, at 300 pounds, who is now wobbly on the ropes. He's going up to the top. Spectre isn't waiting. He's leaping into the air. Oh! Both men roll out of the way, and the Spectre missed with a double leg drop from the top. Morrison and Sombra now do a kip up in tandem, and Sombra charges looking for a lightning like tornado DDT. Mike Morrison counters with a tilt-a-whirl backbreaker and hooking leg. One, two, no! Sombra kicks out with plenty of time, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Morrison lifts Sombra from his back and kicking the Spectre in the face. The purple hair freak is stunned back down to the canvas. There goes Julio into the ropes and coming off on the rebound. It's Morrison who's there with a picture-perfect belly-to-belly throwaway slam and skidding under the bar ropes and flopping down onto the hard concrete floor. Mike Morrison has now turned his attention to the less-than-stellar WWA Heavyweight Champion. Morrison doesn't see that Spectre is up and turning to greet him. Ooh, shoulder block by Spectre drops Morrison like a paid-off prize fighter and lowering a brutal elbow to the side of Mike Morrison's face. This Spectre is once again taking control over the contest. Hard forearm to the jaw. Morrison softens up True Greatness for the one, two, three. No! Mike Morrison gets his shoulder up in time, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Fans of La Sombra are starting to move on the outside and call me crazy, but if Spectre doesn't start paying attention to all the men in this match, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyas, otherwise known as the man with that fear, La Sombra, just might pull off the upset here in LA tonight. Spectre smiles at the referee and looping Morrison's arm over his head. It's Spectre who's now calling for a stall brainbuster, jacking Michael Morrison up into a vertical position high off the canvas. The Spectre stops at the apex of the moon. Oh my God! Crossbody drop by a springing Sombra into the ring. Spectre's trapped on the mat. One, two. Oh my gosh, was that close, folks. Spectre rolls his shoulder up off the canvas, and this one's gonna continue. Sombra quickly moves to the outside as Morrison and Spectre wobble to their feet, and here comes La Sombra into the ring. Springboard drop kick drops both men and head over heels. Down go Morrison and the Spectre, with Morrison ending up in the corner of the ring. Sombra now leaps up onto the top turnbuckle, concentrating on Michael Morrison and looking down on True Greatness. Here comes a pain. Oh! 360 guillotine leg drop connects, and Morrison is indeed Dang! Oh, Spectre breaks up the hold with a double axe handle to the back of La Sombra's head, folks. And this one's gonna continue. Sombra quickly tries to shake the cobwebs out of his head, but it's Spectre who has the momentum going on his side. Dragging Sombra to his feet, Spectre is looking for a backslapping DDT. And oh my god! He just turned Spectre's teeth into chickless thunderstruck super kick to the jaw of the WWA Heavyweight Champion. And falling outside of the ring and knocked out cold, fans, the Spectre has now been eliminated from this contest. I don't think the Spectre is gonna get up at all. Morrison sees Sombra on the canvas, writhing in pain, and immediately applies a double illegal fisted choke. The referee now puts on the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Morrison breaks a hold, empowering Julio to his feet by a throw. Morrison lifts up and oh, good God almighty! Sit out, choke slam, shakes us Sombra's equilibrium from head to toe. And this has to be it. 1, 2, no! Sombra rolls his shoulder through the cover, fans, and this one's gonna continue. Not leaving time for me to comment on the seesaw battle, Morrison continues to pour on the pressure by propping Julio up into the corner. Morrison with a nasty chop and bolo uppercut plants La Sombra flat on his ass, and that might have been the hardest bolo uppercut I have seen anyone take here in WWA. Dragging Julio into the center of the ring, Morrison latches on with the full Nelson, and he's gonna try to make Sombra submit. Sombra's trying to square it up, but no! Oh my god, Morrison goes into the Katahan today! Morrison's got Sombra in trouble! Sombra's gonna tap! Sombra's gonna tap! Oh, the Spectre just leveled the referee and fans! Oh my god! Sombra's tapping! Sombra is tapping! Morrison doesn't know the referee is up! And Sombra is tapping! Morrison releases the Katahan today and lifting his arms up and shot from hell by the Spectre, and down goes Michael Morse. Ooh! Face first into the groin of La Sombra. The Spectre's calling for an end and lifting Morrison into the air. He's got him up by the chin. Oh my god! Guillotine with a Peaks finisher connects. The second referee dives into the ring. No, not like this. 1, 2, 3. I don't believe it. Michael Morrison was just robbed by the Spectre, and believe it or not, the purple hair freak is going to our pay-per-view behind blue eyes to face Absolutely Real for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Ladies and gentlemen, our backup referee has just informed me that it is his decision that your winner of the bout and number one contender and the man who will be facing the World Heavyweight Champion at our next pay-per-view behind blue eyes, the WWA's Heavyweight Champion, the purple-haired freak, the Spectre!
Fans, I do not believe Michael Morrison was just robbed. Absolutely Real has dropped his headset, and he's going into the ring. Lee Real has something to say to the Spectre, and you know what? I'm going to stop talking. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Well, well, well. Looky here. The purple-haired wonder is going to be my opponent in August. Well, Spec, sorry to inform you, buddy, but I am going to be victorious in that matchup. Because I'm Lee Real. Not said.
Well, wait a minute, folks. Apparently, Mr. Petit has come onto the Ovaltron, and it's not enough said, Lee. Lee, the owner of this company, has something to say, and you know what? I don't blame him. That was a very crooked win by the Spectre.
Hold the lettuce! Spectre, did you not just hit my referee for that victory? Hey, you don't forget me to forget us! Spectre, I do admire you, cause put in the same position as you, son, I would have done the same dang thing. But Spectre, in my eyes right now, you haven't done shit! That's right, boy, you heard me, you haven't done shit! Sure you beat Mike Morrison with a crooked win. Sure you outwitted and outplayed La Sombra, but son, here in WWA, nothing is ever what it appears to be. That's why, at our next Sunday Superstar show, you, Spectre, will be defending your WWA Heavyweight Championship against someone that I won't name before the end of this. his card. But Spectre, hold on, hold on. I know you're confident. Relax, son. There's a catch. There's a definite catch to this match. See, the person who ends up with the WWE Heavyweight title, Spectre, will not be eligible to wrestle for the World Heavyweight title at the iPay-per-view. That's right, Spectre, so if you successfully defend your championship next month, you will be stripped of this chance you just earned tonight. But Spectre, remember, boy, if you lose, you lose your WWE championship, but you will gain a shot at Behind Blue Eyes to face my hand-picked and hand-trained assassin, Absolutely Real, for the World Heavyweight title. So between now and then, Spectre, ask yourself this question. Are you willing to risk everything you've worked for one shot of glory? Or will you let your ego get the better of you, Spectre? That's right, boy. And oh, before I forget, when you're home thinking about this, cuddling up to your wife and kissing your kids goodbye when they're asleep at night, I just hope one thing is true, Spectre, and that you enjoy the brutality.
Oh my God, folks. Mr. Petit just made Spectre an offer he almost couldn't refuse. I mean, does Spectre throw his match next month against a guy Mr. Petit hasn't even named? And does he give up his WWE Heavyweight title? Or does Spectre go in there and try to beat the guy that Petit's going to handpick to face him? And then Spectre will be rewarded with the shot that he sort of earned it tonight here at the World Heavyweight title. All I know is that I wouldn't want to be Spectre right now, because he's torn between the number one contender and a very, very, very popular championship right now, and a shot at possible glory. Folks, the Spectre has left the ring, and for the first time, folks, look into that man's eyes. He's not smiling, he's not laughing, and he's not joking around. Spectre right now looks pretty damn serious. Well, we're going to take a break for a commercial, but when we return, it's going to be our next bout, and wow, I don't know what else to say, except we'll see you in a few.